Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Justin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Lori. Find out what they did on their date in just a second. But first, Justin, how long has it been since you heard from Lori?
It's been probably like 3 weeks.
So what was your last interaction with Lori like?
Well, so we went on a date and ended up having a nice night and went back to my house and had a nice night. We hooked up.
Oh,
but
wow.
then that was the last time I saw her. So it was after that date that we had.
So you guys actually hooked up and she's ghosting you.
Yeah. So there was a weird moment earlier on in the night that I had made reservations at a nice restaurant for us to go to, but I messed up the times. And so our reservation for the restaurant was much later in the evening than I had originally planned. So we got there, realized the reservation was wrong. And so we just had a lot of time to kill before our dinner. So we ended up just walking down. We ended up walking down the street. There was a bowling alley and we decided to go bowling, and it felt like we had a really great time. We had dinner and then, like I said, we went back to my place afterwards and everything felt really great to me. I feel like the only reason that she'd be ghosting me at this point would be because of the mix up with the restaurant. Maybe she just didn't like waiting. I don't know.
I mean, she ended up hooking up with you anyway. I don't know that really was a deal breaker for her.
Yeah.
But she didn't even text you like, thank you.
For the hookup or for the
anything. Yeah, Thank you for the day.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing afterwards. She left. So I had got up in the morning to take a shower and then I came back and she was gone. So
not even a goodbye. Justin, what did you do?
That's what I want to try to find out.
So you don't have any idea?
My only thought would have been the weird mix up with the reservation. I can't think of anything else that happened.
Well, what happened in bed? Was there anything weird that happened there that might have scared her away? Like, I don't know, if you baby talk or something, like that might have made her want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did. It's not, not to my knowledge, at least.
Okay, good. So have you actually tried to reach out to her, though? Were you like, did you say thank you and it was nice to meet you or anything along those lines?
I mean, I definitely have texted. I mentioned, hey, sorry for the mix up at the restaurant. I sent that in a text, but like I said, I got nothing back. So I'd really love a chance to apologize if that's a real problem.
Well, because I was also just thinking, if you didn't reach out to her, then maybe she thinks you're ghosting her.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Because communication can be a little tricky. Somebody's got to start it.
Yeah, she left without really saying anything. It felt very sudden. I have no idea what I did.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song. come back and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and try to get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Justin is on the phone, and it's been 3 weeks since he's heard from Lori. And he really liked her, too. They actually had what sounds like a lot of fun on their date. Before we give her a call to try to find out why she's ghosting Justin, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Lori.
Yeah, so we went on a date 3 weeks ago. I made a reservation at a nice restaurant. We ended up getting there, and the reservation was wrong, and it was for a lot later, so we ended up finding a bowling alley, going bowling, and then going to our place having dinner. And then we ended up having a great night. She came back to my place. We hooked up. And in the morning, she left before I got out of the shower, and I haven't heard from her since.
Man, fed, bowling, and a good night.
All right. Well, we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lori, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a show called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
The whole show's here, Lori. Hi.
Oh, what? Hi, everybody.
I'm Nina.
That's Nina.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Victoria. And I probably shouldn't host this show. It's really terrible, that description.
That's Jubal.
Yeah.
Took you a minute.
What's up? How are you?
Oh, my God, it's a party. Okay, hi. What's up?
Not much. Any idea why we're calling you?
I mean, I've heard of like radio stations calling people for like second date update kind of things before, but I'm hoping that's not what this is.
It's not. Mm-mm. It's a first date follow up.
Oh, different.
It's the same but different. That is actually what it is, though. Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God. No way. Are you kidding me?
Nope. You went on a date recently and you've been ghosting them for like 3 weeks and they want to know why you're not calling them back. You want to Take a guess at who it is.
I mean, there's only one person I can think of that I've been avoiding. I mean, not like anything wrong with him exactly, but just the situation. Did he call you guys to find out like where I went or something?
He emailed us and said that he was trying to get a hold of you. He really liked you and wants to go out with you again. His name is Justin.
Yes. Yes, I know. Yeah, we went on a date. We went bowling. It was pretty fun, actually. And I spent the night. And then he got up in the morning, like, took a shower. That wasn't the weird part. So, like, I really liked him a lot, actually. And I was going to write this, like, cute little sweet note. And when I opened his desk drawer, I saw this picture of him and another girl. And it just kind of, like, threw me for a loop. I was like, wait, what? You know, like, what's going on? And also, it just felt really serious. Because, like, who just has a hard copy printed photo of you and another girl unless it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
what if it's family?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, that's kind of maybe weird too, if it's like you and your sister and just like, I don't know. I mean, unless they're like really, really close, but I just, it seems like a romantic photo and it just kind of like hit me the wrong way, you know? And, I had to get out of there. I like bolted and left and I didn't know what to say or like, I just felt like he was hiding something from me.
Well, it wasn't a drawer, so it wasn't out for, you know, anybody to see. And also it probably should have been nice for you to know that it wasn't just out. I mean, I guess I don't think that would scare me away right away. I'd want to know like who it is and what the situation is, especially since it was a first date. I mean, can you be mad about him having a life before you?
I mean, I didn't know, like, if it was current or, you know, how previous this girl is. You know what I mean? Like, it just spooked me a little bit. Yeah, because I didn't want to, like, get close to someone and then find out that they have a girlfriend.
that's understandable.
No. Yeah, that's completely understandable. But there was no part of you that felt like you could ask him?
Well, I didn't want him to think I was snooping either, you know? Like, I wasn't trying to do like recon, you know, I wasn't like going through his drawers. I was legitimately trying to just write like a cute note.
Yeah.
So then I just felt really weird and awkward and I just left like in a panic.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to know what that picture was about?
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay. Cause he's on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
What? Stop it.
Hi.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What's up, Lori?
Oh my God. See, now I'm like doubly embarrassed. Like, seriously? Oh my God.
I'd love to explain it to you if you wanted to hear it.
Sure.
So I totally get that. I know that probably was weird. So, you know, I kind of forgot that was there. And so I apologize for that. But so I was in a 2-year relationship and I had just gotten out of it like a month prior to our date. And so that's a picture of me and my ex. And we had some really nice memories. That picture I just had in my drawer because I'm trying to debate whether it's right or not to throw it away or keep it. So it's just been in my drawer. It was out, but I actually put it in there thinking I, you know, didn't want people to see it if, you know, if things went well, like they did with you. So yeah, that's all that is. It's there's no one else in my life right now. It was just a very long relationship. And that picture was from that ex, and I just haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay. I mean, do you still have feelings for her or is it over?
Well, I mean, we had a great 2 years. I was very, you know, we were very much, you know, together 2 years worth of time together, but I think it's been long enough. I think we both realize that we're adults, we're moving on, and I don't really have feelings for her anymore.
Would you be willing to burn the picture in front of Lori?
Oh my gosh, dear, you guys, Lord. Don't ask him to do that.
It's just a memory. Yes. I mean, yes. Prove your love to me. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we went on like one date, so I can't really expect you to just like burn your entire history like in front of me.
Or any.
Any.
No. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you telling me. Thank you. You know, I really do like you. I think you're really great. And, you know, I would like to spend more time with you and get to know you better. So,
Lori, would you like to go on another date with Justin? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yay.
Congratulations, yay. Justin.
Awesome.
Justin, quick, clean your apartment out.
Yeah.
Go get a storage unit.
Yeah,
no more
pictures.
Three more dates, there better not I'll be consider any burning some pictures. Oh,
nobody's got to burn pictures, y'all.
Put them in a box.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.